listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the preacher's first word. And I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where we read this. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, when a crowd asks an evangelist, "What shall we do?" a good evangelist will never miss the opportunity to tell them to respond to Jesus Christ. That's exactly what happened in Acts chapter 2 when Peter preached to the multitude that gathered in Jerusalem at the Feast of Pentecost. Peter must have been pleasantly amazed to see what God had done in the situation. Instead of people wanting to crucify him because of Jesus, thousands of people wanted to trust in Jesus as their Lord and Messiah. So here's what Peter told them when they asked, "What should we do?" He said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized." Again, responding to that question, "What shall we do?" Peter gave them something to do. This means that we must do something to receive salvation. We must do something to follow Jesus. It doesn't just happen. Peter did not say to the crowd, "Well, there's nothing you can do. If God saves you, you're saved. If God doesn't save you, you'll never be saved." Though it is true that only God can do the saving, the people had to receive through repentance and through faith, and faith leading to action such as baptism. The first thing Peter told them to do is repent. To repent does not mean to feel sorry. That's what many people think it means. But actually, to repent means to change one's mind or to change one's direction. You see, they had thought a certain way about Jesus before. They considered him to be worthy of death on a cross. Now, they must turn in their thinking and embrace Jesus as Lord and Messiah. Repent often sounds like such a harsh word in the mouths of many preachers, and in fact, in the ears of many people who listen. But actually, it is an essential aspect of the gospel. Repent has rightly been called the preacher's first word. When John the Baptist preached, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That's in Matthew chapter 3. When Jesus began to preach, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That's in Matthew chapter 4. When Peter, here in Acts chapter 2, began to preach, he started with repent. Repentance must never be thought of as something we must do before we can come back to God. You see, repentance describes what coming to God is. You can't turn towards God without turning from the things that he's against. Now, we can't repent unless God works in us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25 tells us that. But God won't repent for us. God works in and through the human will, and a person must respond to God's invitation. Often that invitation comes through a preacher, but not necessarily. But a person must respond to God's invitation and say, "I will now repent." Repentance must be present at the beginning of our walk with God. But please remember, it doesn't end there. We are to keep on repenting throughout our Christian life as God shows us more and more to get right with him. So today, think of how repentance can be an ongoing work in your life.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.